Hey guys.
What up?
Yes, Al.
What does all these things? You ready? You're going to have to guess. You guys ready?
I already have a couple guesses just because you're the one who's doing
a vibrator.
This.
No. close, but here we go.
Okay, okay.
You get better insulin sensitivity, leptin sensitivity, ghrelin levels, lipolysis and fat oxidation, metabolic rate goes up, cellular repair increases, neurogenesis. You know what that is?
Yes.
New brain cell growth. You maintain and gain lean muscle. You increase norepinephrine and epinephrine levels. You get better glucogen levels. Growth hormone secretion goes up. Calorie partitioning gets better. It actually increases the effectiveness of chemotherapy. Check this out. I'm not even done. Lowers body fat. Lowers your risk for metabolic disease. Lowers chronic inflammation, blood pressure, oxidative stress, risk for cancer, blood lipids, blood glucose levels, insulin levels, and food-related
Dear
stress.
Dear God. Is it Xanadrine?
No.
Heavy masturbation.
No, not that. And it's not unicorn poop. That's what I guessed. I'm like, this must be unicorn poop because that's the only thing.
It's a miracle.
Alchemy.
Drug.
Fasting.
Oh.
Fasting does all of this.
Boom.
God, why is fasting so sexy now?
It just because we're sexy and we're talking about it.
That must be.
That's the truth. Fasting works great. Here's the problem. Athletes don't know how to do it right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't you wish there was a guide that could teach you how to fast, get all those benefits, and increase athletic performance?
I wish.
Guess what? We got one.
Boom! It's here.
And it's not $1,000.
No.
$27. Mindpumpradio.com. Click on the yellow button. For $27, you get a fasting guide that breaks it all down for you.
Do it now.
Get it, man.
If you want to pump your body and expand your mind, there's only one place to go. Mind Pump. Mind Pump. With your hosts, Sal DiStefano, Adam Schaefer, and Justin Andrews.
What, oh, you want me to start over? And I said, I'd rather talk about your nasty-ass hairy legs that everybody talks
they're
about.
They're not that hairy, dude.
Are we recording, Doug?
We are.
Oh, we already are? Okay.
Listen, they're not, my legs are not that hairy.
No, they're extremely, not only, you know when they're bad, bro, when people on Instagram pointed out.
Nobody's pointed my hairy legs out.
Are you kidding me? Do you not read your post?
No, nobody talks about my hairy legs.
I'll tag you. Don't trip. You've had at least three people say something about your hairy ass.
About my hairy legs?
It's very coarse.
Yeah. I don't know, bro. I think they're sexy.
Well, if you're into that thing. You know what? They're, in the 70s, women liked that shit, bro. They were all into the hairier, the more masculine.
It's like the Magnum P.I. of legs.
Why don't we ask the girl?
Oh, yeah, that's great.
That's in the room.
Yes.
If hairy legs are a turn off or if it's neutral.
Period. Manscaping, all that stuff.
Not just man. Don't say manscaping because then you make it sound
you don't fucking take care of anything.
No, it's very simple. It's hair or no hair.
No.
Turn it on, turn it off.
Okay, so I think hair on legs is good unless you're a swimmer or you have like some wrestling tournament.
Or a bodybuilding competition.
God, yeah. It looks like I won that one. It appears to me that I actually won that one.
Okay, Adam. Well, we're not stopping there, though. Okay.
Adam, do you swim? Do you swim or wrestle?
I compete. She said competing, too. Bodybuilding counts.
Oh, okay.
All right. All right. Because
right now you're poking the shit out of me.
What about the pubic range? Is that like what's appropriate for a male? What do you like? Is it need to be
waxed like triangle zone or
no,
trimmed,
what you, shaved,
landing
completely,
strip,
or just like trimmed short?
Wow,
you can trim your balls, but then shave everything else.
Oh, okay.
See, Adam, you know what testosterone does to you, bro?
What?
It makes you grow hair. You know what I'm saying?
Is why you have to manscape, bro.
Yeah, but right. That's why you should
Trim
the hedges.
The sun and water makes your fucking lawn grow. Doesn't mean you don't mow it, bro. You fucking take care of that shit. Or else you have the fucking...
Dude, it's function over form all day.
Listen, bro. I don't look like Chewbacca, okay? But I don't wax myself like you do.
I don't wax myself either. I've never waxed myself in my life before. I manscape. I have clippers that are designed to take everything down to a manageable look. So it's just like mowing your lawn.
I don't know, bro. When I saw
so if you,
you in
come
the show,
over to my house, if you come over to my house and you walk onto my lawn,
like Braun? What's your Gillette? Like who's your guy?
Oh no, you have a peanut.
What?
Peanut, bro, if you ask a hairstylist will tell you a peanut's the best thing for you to like keep your 5 o'clock
wait,
shadow
wait, wait,
look.
Peanut? What the fuck is a peanut?
It's just a brand. It's a brand of a clipper that's small but very powerful.
Well, and if you now you know.
And of course you guys don't know.
This is like the end of G.I. Joe. You know what I mean? When they're like
Knowing's
half the battle. Thank you, Adam, for that. We should introduce our guest.
Well, let's fucking start this thing.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Welcome to Mind Pump. We have our first female
first lady.
Guest. Not only the first female guest, I think she's the first girl to ever be in this room.
To ever put up with us.
Yeah.
And thanks for having me.
This is her name is Natalia Furman. She is an IFBB figure professional.
Boom.
And she's a badass. I've actually known her for a long time. How long have I known you, Natalia?
Wow, I don't know. We'd have to date that, but since...
Seventh grade?
Yeah.
Seventh grade. Damn.
I feel like she's almost ashamed to admit that she's met you yeah. that long. She's like, you didn't tell
before or after his glasses.
You didn't tell me we're going to put this on air that I actually have known you that long and we actually know each other. I don't
want
to admit
bro,
that.
Bro, you can ask all the questions you want, bro, if you want. Yeah, you want to find out all the dirt about Sal? Go ahead. There's no dirt.
Well, we already know. I'm sure she can confirm. Was he a nerd? Was he nerdy?
Did you meet him in a library?
Or was he cool? Was he a cool kid or was he a nerdy kid in school?
Kind of nerdy.
Yeah. Yeah.
We both are. We're in band.
You band? Always were in band together.
Yes.
No.
Oh my God.
We were the smart
kids. So that skin flute thing you mentioned was real.
He was a flute. Was he a flute player?
Actually, I was a flute player. He played the clarinet.
No, trumpet.
Oh. Or the
trumpet.
Trumpet.
Trumpet. Yes.
That's right.
Yeah. That's right.
And that is slightly more masculine than the flute, bro. Just slightly. Just like one notch up. You got the flute is like the most feminine, perfect thing for a woman.
It's perfect for a woman. Yeah.
Yeah. And then it goes clarinet.
Hold on.
Right.
Who's
that
rock and roll? Didn't Jethro Tull or someone play the flute? God damn it.
Yeah, that
you know
does
what's
not
funny?
Count.
You know what's funny
yeah,
about today?
He's a nice fucking rock star. Yeah, if you were a rock star, you could play whatever you want, bro. Okay. Yeah, dude.
Come on, dude.
Yeah.
So you're in pre-contest mode, right, Natalia?
Yeah, 11 weeks out to the Tahoe Pro. It's August 22nd.
Tahoe Pro.
Great. Mm-hmm. Have you done any of their shows? Have you done Tahoe or Frigno?
No, I haven't.
You're going to love it.
I will.
It was one of the best shows that I did. Lou Frigno, same people put it on, and it was probably one of the most... professional and as far as expediting and organization, so I think you're gonna enjoy it.
Thanks. Yeah.
So diet wise, how do you use your diet normally break down? Do you do the typical low carb cycling? Do you get super tight with your diet as you get closer to the show, or does it just go straight off the straight out 12 weeks out hardcore?
No, I do this carb cycling, and then as I get closer to the show, things start being pulled, like water and fish, and that's all I eat.
Mm-hmm. So I got an interesting little story about Natalia. So Natalia, first of all, you're looking at her now, and she's obviously a figure competitor, very developed, great muscle shape, right? Very lean. She looked not like this, but she looked almost like this always. Like as long as I've known her, she's got ridiculous. We talk about like super genes. She has super genes. She was like the fastest kid in school, I think. Forever, right?
Yeah.
There might have been one dude that could beat you in high school.
There was.
That must have been demoralizing for you, Sal. Especially you, Sal.
Bro, yeah. First of all, I'm not that fast of a runner unless I'm being chased, but she runs like a zebra. She's so fast. And I think, was I the first one to tell you need to compete or you've got the genes for this?
Yes, you were the first. Yeah.
Yeah. So she, what was it? Was it when you came to my gym?
Yeah.
Yeah, so she came to my gym, and I think you were asking me questions about exercise, and we talked about diet, and you ate a lot of Skittles, was it?
Skittles, gummy bears, drive-thru Carl's Jr.
Yes. Oh, wow.
But dude, she walked in, bro. I swear to God, she walked in looking better than like 90% of the competitors out there.
That's definitely those good genetics for sure then.
And I remember, I told her.
I look like shit when I eat those things. All the muscle falls off my body and it goes right to my little belly, and then I look like a little Indian guy.
Yeah.
Skinny ass arms and a little Buddha belly. That's, like that's exactly what happens. Skittles and Carl's Jr. diet does exactly that to me.
That was not offensive.
Right.
And
nice.
But she walked in looking crazy, and then she told me, yeah, I eat candy and Carl's Jr. And I'm like, you need to compete, because if you look like this.
Yeah,
now,
if you're eating that and you look like that, for sure.
The double C.
How soon after that did you start training? Or what was the process? What'd you do? Did you just start on your own, or did you end up hiring someone? Or
I hired someone, and then that was just for like a few weeks just to see what they would teach me in the gym, things that I don't know when it comes to like strategics and just little different tricks. And so that really didn't go that well. And so I just took off my own, and then I made a bet, like, okay, I just have to do this one day. And so I was shy for many, many years, and then one day came, and I just jumped on stage kind of as a joke, and things got real.
Which one was your first contest?
It was the San Jose show, 2012.
How'd you do on that first contest?
I won first in my class and took the overall.
Did you get overall on your first show?
First time.
Yes.
Show.
Wow.
That's first
just
show.
Laid the smack down.
Yeah.
First place in your class is one thing, but first place overall on your very first show is pretty damn impressive.
And let's be real here. Figure's competitive. Figure is very competitive.
Oh, yeah, no, very much so. And it's very very challenging, too, because women already are at a disadvantage when it comes to building muscle. So, I mean, because they have estrogen and they don't have as much testosterone as we do. So that's already challenging. But to get on stage your very, very first show, and because you could even have the best body, and they a lot of times will not reward you a first place, and most certainly a first place overall, unless your stage presence is on point too. So you obviously rocked it your very first time, which is pretty cool.
That's freaking awesome.
Yeah.
Thanks.
How now after that? Like, that must have been a shock to you to win your first.
It was a shock. I was gonna leave after I took first place. I'm like, okay, I'm done. You know, no, I was literally walking out, and then one of like the ushers, I guess, you know, the stage help, they said, what are you doing? Come for an overall. And I literally said, what's an overall? So I dropped my trophy, broke the leg on it, and then just dropped my sweats and went on stage, just kind of going, what am I doing here? And yeah, and then Tacoma Sword.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy? Where do you get, so where do your muscle building genes come from? Mom, dad, both?
It's a combination of both. Yeah, I have the muscles for my dad and the shape for my mom.
Oh, see, you won. You won.
So you mentioned having a coach before, so that how many, and if you don't mind me asking, because I know a lot of the coaches and teams, how many teams and coaches have you been a part of and belong to? Who have you all worked with?
Only two.
Who?
I would just like to say where I'm at right now.
Yeah.
That's Cyber Body Shop with Matt Allen. He's been the best, and I've been with him for 4 years. Okay. He's the one who actually took me to the show, so I've been with him ever since I've started competing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
Are you sponsored at the moment? Who sponsors you?
Cyber Body Shop.
Oh, same place? Fantastic.
Yeah, and then Max Muscle, Blossom Hill.
Good deal. So is it like when you turn pro, do you all of a sudden get phone calls? How does that work? Do like people start calling you like, hey, you're a pro, we want to work with you? Or is it just not that big of a difference?
It's a little bit of both. You can have that happen, and it has happened. Mm-hmm. And then I was even approached before I turned pro. And it was just because of the industry and the connections that I had and my interest in it. So there's a lot of people who are not pros who have tons of sponsors and they're just doing amazing. Mm-hmm. And then there's some pros who they're just doing it on their own.
That's all. Now we talked earlier, you're a massage therapist. You've been doing that for a long time.
Yes.
And do you find that massage helps you with what you do either on stage or with your training, you know, in terms of knowing the body and, you know, myofascial release, loosening muscles up? Is that something that you would consider it's important? Because I've heard competitors say getting massage was, you know, instrumental in developing their physique.
I would highly agree.
Really?
Yes, 100%.
What kind of massage is the best for that?
You know, it depends on where you're at with your muscles, because there's certain times, I think you should always get a massage, first of all, but then there's different kinds that you should get. And it just depends on how your body is. Honestly, I would say deep tissue all the way until maybe you're, when you're in prep, when you're in your 12-week prep, do 12, should be deep tissue massages, mm-hmm. but then you should get a relaxing one too, you know, when you're off stage, just to calm your mind and just relax your body. It's not always grinding hard. So
what is it now, Adam, your girlfriend's a...
I was just going to ask her what, if you went to the school, you didn't go to the school over here off of Bird, did you?
I did.
You did?
Yeah.
So you know the Garcias very well then.
Yes.
Katrina, that's my girlfriend.
Oh, yeah. Tina, she's amazing. Tina, oh, my God. Yeah.
Tina, Katrina, that's yeah.
I went when they were teaching. So, yes, that's amazing.
Yeah, no, they own that. They just actually sold for they sold it about 2 years ago. They had it in like 30 years in the family. Yeah, so that's my girl. That's funny. That's the first, because she's in the area by far the most recognized certification place. In fact, for the longest time, she was the only place that you can get certified. Hmm. So I had a feeling that there might be... you're connected to a lot of people. I know. I was trolling through your Instagram the other day and saw you. Raj and Lisa are really good friends of ours, too.
Yes, so I love them.
Yeah. So, yeah. And then I'm sure if you're with Cyber that you know Mike and Janine. So Mike and Janine are good mm-hmm. friends of mine. So who else did I see? You saw all kinds of people that we're connected to.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
So you do personal training also?
I do.
You just started, you said?
Just started.
How is it so far? You have clients?
I do, and it's awesome.
Is it like way different? It's different than training yourself, right?
Completely different. I think I train my clients better than I train myself.
Yeah.
100%. 100%. So any challenges that you've noticed with training, or?
I'm going to say diet.
Yeah.
Because everybody's body is built different, and I don't work with any competitors. So just knowing, you know, someone's just been on a couch and they want to get up from that, that's confusing for someone like me who's always been working out since I've been 7. Mm-hmm. So I had to learn a lot about the basics.
Yeah, because it's one thing to work with someone who's highly motivated, like a competitor, than you work with just like an average Joe.
Night and day difference, for sure. I was just going to ask, too, I always find it very challenging when you think about ourselves. Like, you know, if you take someone like you, and for example, or vice versa, if you're coaching me and you say, Adam, do this, do that. It's like, it's not a question of, I don't want to do it, or I don't like that, or, oh, I messed up because I had this and it was a long day at work. But, you know, as a trainer, you know, here come all those, you know, you get excuses 24/7. That definitely, I think it's very challenging being a trainer, and also being in the competing world where it's not about that. It's not about like, I don't want to do it, or I don't like to do it. It's just like, you just need to know. And then you give these people the great information. And then half the battle, I'd have to say, is probably them not following through or not doing what you tell them to do. Right.
Exactly.
Yeah, mm-hmm. For sure.
I have a question. I've always wondered this. I know, obviously you're competing, you're on stage, you're showing off your physique. You're definitely going to have some fans. Do you get like, do girls get like dudes that kind of become like groupies where, you know, they just, every picture, they're yes. Okay,
you're, it goes both ways. Girls and guys.
Oh, you got girl groupies and guy groupies. Any weird, funny stories? Any crazy stories from guys or girls? I don't know.
I'm sure you can ask, what's your last creepy place. DM you've gotten? What's your last creepy DM?
Yeah, do you get dick pics and stuff?
Yes, of course we get that.
You've gotten dick pics.
I have.
When's the last dick pic you got?
Couple days ago.
Oh my
yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, let's see the ratio. Okay, so if you've heard,
Adam has a formula.
There is a formula. Okay. Yeah. So I tell these guys all the time, you're not Insta famous as a male until you receive 4 cock pics and 1 vagina pic a week. So that's kind of my ratio. So I wonder what it is on the female ratio. Like,
yeah, would you flip that around? You know, 4 vaginas, 1.
No, cock? I don't think so. I think it's different because guys are more. And Sal talked about this a little bit either.
Yeah, dick floods the market.
Forward, yeah. I mean, vagina is like the golden.
There'd
the
have
golden,
to be like 10 cocks.
Yeah, it's like it took me forever. Yeah. I think I had to get to like 20,000 or 30,000 people before I saw a vagina. Finally, I was like, I got cock right away. I was right away as soon as I started doing Instagram.
Right.
I wasn't out on the Instagram market, but more than maybe like, I don't know, 6 months, and then my thing was flooded with cock, and it was like, took me a year before I finally saw some vaginas come in. So I was curious, how fast did the cock pictures come, and do you ever get sent vaginas from other women?
Okay, so the cock pictures really just started happening recently, and I have no idea why. I don't know why. Maybe I just learned how to use that Instagram thing better. I don't know. And then as for the vajayjays, yeah, that's been happening since like MySpace.
Oh my God!
Wow,
Adam, yeah.
She is.
Adam,
like
she
the,
threw it off.
She is a vagina, vagina OG.
Yeah,
she's
a vagina OG.
Wow. So we got, this is crazy here. I don't think we realize what just happened. She shattered our theory completely. Yes. Destroyed
no,
it.
No.
The because theory, we our theory was that cock floods the market. They're just it's everywhere.
That was your theory.
But she's been getting vajays like crazy all over the place, and then just recently started getting the dicks.
Yeah.
This is okay. Now that's why this is such a great topic, and I'm so glad she's here right now, because
yeah.
I don't think it shatters your
this is
theory.
Adam
this
is very adamant. This is something he's very
I'm very passionate about.
What type of lady is this? I want to get like a picture of this.
You creep when you said like,
I'm not aware. Why is that creepy?
Well, you got all comfortable,
I mean,
in your seat.
She's pretty hot. You
see,
know,
if she's hot. That changes the game. Oh, that's nice.
I'm flattered, actually.
Yeah, exactly. If I'm a guy and I'm sending my cock to you, and you receive this, do you respond to me? Do you not say anything? Do you say something funny to me? Do you let me down? Really, like, hey, you know, I've seen much better than that. Or, you know, what do you do when you get it? Do you just ignore it, or do you respond sometimes?
It depends on how it's delivered.
Yeah. if I deliver it with like some like little charisma to it, or like that.
Dress it up.
Hi, I have somebody who would like to meet you.
Yeah. Put a little bow tie on it.
Exactly. I have a sense of humor, you know. Okay. I mean, we're all people, and so I'm definitely putting myself out there. So when I get things back, I feel flattered, and it's nice, you know. And I just, you know, I'm thankful, and I kind of make a little comment back, but that's pretty much it. I'm not going to carry on.
Can I just say,
about to get a whole bunch of dick pics after
just,
this, after this errors, you're going to get.
Can I just say,
creative
I
ones
love,
of that.
I love her attitude, and I appreciate her, because nothing annoys me more than girls that are really good looking, that do put your out there on Instagram. You have a lot, probably bikini pics, things like that. And they're like repulsed that people send them stuff. Like, oh, yeah. God.
No.
Oh, another guy sent me. It's like, bitch, be happy someone's sending you your dick, you know? You could be on the other side of the boat. Nobody's sending you any cock, right?
Yeah.
At least you get some cock sent your way.
No, yeah, right. I will say this. I will vouch. I've known her for a long time. She's one of the coolest people. Like, she doesn't trip out. Like, it's not, nothing's not that big of a deal. She's super cool. And so that's just classic Natalia.
That's good to know heading into this interview right now because things right. are about to take a left.
Yeah. Yeah. Are you gonna elaborate even more, Adam? What are we talking about?
No, here? I feel like my brain's gonna explode because we've done like 80 something episodes and so many times that we've referred to like, God, I wish we had a
female perspective.
Yeah, we need a woman's perspective.
No, I was trying to kind of go back.
Like, here's one for you. We talked one time about men approaching you in the gym. Is there a way, if you're working out, which obviously with a competitor, you're somebody who takes their workouts very seriously, is there a chance I'm getting your number at all? If I see you across the gym and I'm like, oh, okay, she's pretty hot, and I'm like, gosh, okay, should I approach
her?
Can I even approach you, or would you be like, no, get away, I'm working out?
If I'm coming into the gym or leaving the gym, maybe, or by the water. Otherwise, maybe you can help me with a spot. I mean, I'm really not into meeting people at the gym.
Yeah. Her badass level just went up 15. Yeah. 15 points. Because she's in there to train, Adam. She's in there to train seriously. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I'm 100% that way, too. A lot of people, I have to announce it on this radio show and whenever we're on my Instagram, is that I'm not an asshole. Everybody thinks I'm a dick because I have this, like, sign on my head that says, fuck off.
Because you sound like a dick, but you're not.
Shut up. I don't sound like a dick. It's because I'm very similar. I'm very serious when it comes to my lifting. Same way, too. If you say hi to me when I'm coming in or out, like, that's the time to talk to me. Not when I'm in the middle of a fucking set. Not when I'm timing my rest periods and I'm like focused on what I'm doing. I don't want to talk about anything.
I have a question for you. Like, so you got into physique, it was a bikini.
Figure.
Oh, shit, I just totally messed up.
It's all right. Go for it.
No, I was going to ask you about any other sports like prior to that, like when you grew up, like were you into, besides band, of course.
Okay, so there was track, there's jiu-jitsu, kickboxing, yes, CrossFit. Wow.
You did CrossFit for a while.
We'll forgive you for that one.
How long did you do CrossFit for?
Not for very long.
Okay.
Not for very long because because when I was doing kickboxing, jiu-jitsu, there was CrossFit right after. Mm. So I had all the energy, all the stamina. I would just jump right into it because it's awesome for cardio and whatnot. But then shortly after that, I'm going to say within like 3 months or less, I started bodybuilding and everything had to come to a halt. So the first thing to go is CrossFit.
Yeah. Where did you train jiu-jitsu?
AKA.
Oh, yeah. Good school. Mm-hmm. Good school right here in San Jose.
Yes.
That's awesome. I got a good question for you. So let's say you're at the pool hanging out with your girlfriends, and a dude walks by, and he's relatively attractive, and you look down, and his toenails are... he's got French manicured toenails. Does this make you want to approach him, or are you like, what... I'll tell you why I asked that question afterwards, but I know she's like, why are you asking that? Is that weird or is that like, hey, I want to talk to that guy with the French manicured toenails?
He seems all so the interesting.
Above. All the above. I would look at the feet, I'd look at his face again, and I'd be like, I have to talk to him.
Boom. Boom. Thank you very much.
Adam wins.
And I want you to I want to point out that you set the table horribly right
I did,
there,
I did, I did.
You couldn't have made me look more like an asshole that way. Than
relatively good looking.
It is an icebreaker and a half for sure. And that's exactly the response you get. They're like, what the fuck? I gotta ask. And as long as you carry yourself with confidence when a beautiful woman like that comes up and says, why the fuck are your toenails painted?
Yeah.
And you can respond without going, I lost a bet, that's why I do it. If you can say in confidence that, you know, I rock it. Same reason why you probably paint your toenails, because it looks fucking good, right? It looks good. I take care of my feet. And if you can handle that, then it's okay, but most guys can't. But yeah, thanks for setting the table like a dick right there.
Hey,
bro.
you still got it, bro. You still pulled it out.
Right, well,
that was beautiful.
Yeah,
when in doubt, pull out. So, God, that was inappropriate. So let's talk about diet-wise right now. So do you do 6 meals a day? You're doing the traditional... When does it get crazy? When does your diet get like extreme? Is it the last couple weeks?
You know, for me, my diet really doesn't get extreme. It really doesn't. I'm not one of those people who goes without carbs or anything like that. My diet is healthy, and it's since I prep ahead of time, I easily go into my prep and end my show like just fine.
Yeah, I mean, you guys have seen her pictures, right? She's I mean, diced.
Right.
She's just thinking. Do you know what body fat you compete at normally? Do you get it tested, or is it just?
No, I don't know. Maybe it's like 6%.
It's probably. Maybe. Your abs are fantastic. You've got the really tight, visible six pack.
Thank you.
Do you train your abs any particular way, or are you afraid of training them too much to get them blocky or anything like that?
I do not train obliques. It's strictly abs. So for the most part, my ab routine is just the roller. I just do that. Wow. And lately I've been trying to step it up because I want my abs to pop. So I've been doing, raises. Mm. And that's really it. It's not a lot. It's mainly, like everyone says, it truly is diet. And then I think abs are genetic, I swear.
Would you say that there's different challenges for female competitors versus male competitors getting on stage? What would you say they are?
Legs and hips. Mm. Women hold a lot naturally just down in that lower area. And so when it comes to water or your period or, you know, things like that, you just never know.
I didn't even think of that. That's right. Because when you're on your cycle, you're going to hold more water. But I assume your cycle probably stops the closer you get to the contest because you get so lean, right?
Well, I don't have one. I mean, note, birth control. So,
sure.
You know, I'm done with all that.
Mm. Yeah, because I would wonder that, right? Don't they usually stop when they're...
A lot of my female competitors that I coach, like it's one of the things that I have to constantly, especially if you're a first timer. Obviously, she's advanced and a pro. She's been doing this for a long time, so it would be different anyways, even if she was having her period. But I have to like remind them that as we come in. So let's say we're 4 weeks out and all of a sudden here comes, you know, Aunt Flo and it hits that, you know, she's going to look softer. She's going to look puffier for a few days. And that's why, too, we take pictures every single day. So like all my clients are taking photos every single day. And it's more like a snapshot of let's compare our physique at the end of this week compared to the previous week. Don't get so caught up in the day to day, because day to day, we've talked about this before, the way sodium intake and water intake. She drinks an extra 2 gallons of water, or extra 2-3 glasses of water, and she intakes a little extra sodium, and Aunt Flo's in town. I mean, you literally could fluctuate 3-4 pounds on the scale and show it looking all soft.
Especially when you're really lean.
Yeah, you know that. The leaner we are, the more sensitive we are to everything, so, and the more shows. And so it's very easy to be discouraged as a male or a female going into a show. So yeah, that's one of the things I have to constantly stay in my ladies' heads is like, you know, don't freak out. You're doing great. You're right on pace. Like, that's just part of it. You know what I'm saying? That it's going to come all out in just a couple days. Relax. So
now, do you do steady state cardio getting ready for sure? Do you do high intensity type cardio, like the shorter, you know, more intense bouts versus the long, you know, traditional, I'm on the elliptical or treadmill?
It's been different every show.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Do you notice any difference between the two, like one better than the other, or one you might like more than the other?
You know what I've noticed is that high intensity works best for me in interval training. That is the best. And I've been taking my cardio outdoors and doing hill sprints, and that allows me to shred but keep like all of my muscle. So you know how a lot of people do a lot of cardio at the end and their legs go to nothing? Well, I can run all day, and for my body type, I have my legs.
So how long does a session last then for hill sprints? Like, how does that typically work for you?
Super fast. Like, I'm done in maybe 15 minutes.
How many sprints are you doing?
I do 10.
So you do them in like sets, like if you're like working out?
No, 10 and I'm done.
So you, what I mean by sets is like you run one sprint, then you rest a little bit, and then you run another one, or do you just do 10 in a row?
Well, since I'm going uphill, my resting is when I'm walking down the hill.
Oh, okay, I see. That's awesome. That's the crazy thing is I've never really done high intensity cardio for myself like that.
What?
To get lean. I've done it to compete when I used to compete in jiu-jitsu.
To get ready for football. We would do that all the time. Same thing. Mm-hmm. Tens. Yeah. We'd do tens and we'd also do hundreds. So
I do a very similar. I don't go outdoor, but I do the same thing indoor, and I actually do mine in phases. So I start and I do mostly hit, and then the only time I really do a lot of steady state or fasted is when I get really close and then I'm tired and I just need to move and I don't want to sprint and I don't want to do anything. But I'm still trying to kick up the kill cows. So then I'll walk with that. But I same thing. I think that's probably one of the best things you can do, and the exact same results too. You hold on. You tend to hold more of your mass because we're already in a deficit. You know, we're eating in a caloric deficit, so your body's already catabolic. It's already burning like that. We're doing long durations of these. Some of these coaches have these athletes do an hour of cardio in the morning, hour at night, and they're like busting balls, and they're in a deficit. It's like the likelihood of you hanging on to all your muscle is gonna be really tough, man.
I feel like it would be hard to do that in a really low carb depleted state.
Oh, yeah.
I've done that.
And what's that like? Do you just get dizzy?
No, it's in your mind. You just have to know that this is what it takes. I mean, do you want to place? Do you want to win? Do you want to be the best that you can be? And where did you mess up to get yourself there? Mm. Because some people have to do that because they've been cheating on their diet. And I'll raise my hand to that. That was me at times. Or, you know, I missed some training sessions, so I had to hustle.
Favorite cheat meal?
Strawberry cheesecake.
Oh, ooh. Shit. From where?
Anywhere. No, I like, I guess Cheesecake Factory would have to be my favorite.
Everybody says pizza.
No, I love that. That's, so I have a great little recipe for you then. That's a, like my, so do you have like little go-to things that, okay, so for example, strawberry cheesecake, which cheesecake happens to be one of my favorite things, although I'm an Oreo cheesecake guy from Cheesecake Factory. But I do this rice cake. I get my nuts and more peanut butter, chocolate peanut butter, and I do a layer of chocolate peanut butter on a rice cake, and then I do Greek yogurt faja and do a real thin layer of that, and I sprinkle like some stevia on it. And then I slice up strawberries and put it on top of it, and it is bomb.
That sounds delicious.
It is delicious. It tastes like strawberry cheesecake, with a little chocolate cake to it. So do you have anything that you like when you're in prep and you're eating clean that is takes care of a sweet tooth or gives you something like of a different than the obviously the fish and broccoli? And
yes. So my go-to is a half a cup, or well, sometimes it's a cup of strawberries, and they're frozen, and so I put that in the microwave for maybe like 10 seconds. It melts really nicely, and then put like stevia or some type of artificial sweetener on there, and it's like melts in your mouth. It's so good. It tastes sinful.
See, I'm gonna have to mix that with what I do a little, give it more of like a gel type of. Oh, okay.
Well, especially when you're dieting, it probably tastes like candy.
Yes.
At that point. Yes.
And I have a sweet tooth.
Oh yeah, I know that from before, with the Skittles and Starburst and all that stuff. Good deal. So lifts, do you, I obviously you lift weights. What are your top lifts? Do you know how, like, what do you work out with in squats and, you know, deadlifts and bench press and all that stuff? What are you strongest at, I guess would be a better question.
I believe I'm strongest at back and shoulders. It's kind of a combination. Mm.
Do you deadlift? Or
not
do you stay
much
away from those? Rows.
Yeah, rows.
Rows. Mm-hmm. So when you say you're good at them, that means you're strong at them.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, you can hang with a lot of people.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, when I look at you on stage, when I look at your pictures on stage, I would say those are probably, like I said, midsection, shoulders, and back are probably some of your best body parts.
Thank you.
Do they respond the quickest to you?
Definitely.
Okay. Mm-hmm. How often do you train each body part?
Legs I've been doing 3 times a week, and then the other body parts just like once, maybe twice, depending on how heavy I'd go.
How long have you been doing the 3 days a week for legs?
Just like a couple months.
Have you noticed any changes from the frequency?
A lot, yeah. My legs look better. My legs look a lot better training 3 days a week than when I was just training twice a week.
See, this is right along. So we talk a lot about that. We talk a lot about how people, frequency seems to be the factor in resistance training that people are missing. You know, everybody's doing the really hard once a week per body part type workouts, but increasing the frequency and maybe dropping the volume a little bit, a lot of people respond really well to that, and you're noticing that with your legs.
And I love it, yeah.
Was that anybody recommend that to you, or was that you just saying, you know, I'm going to try this?
It was me. I actually, my coach fought me on that. So I don't know if he's listening, but he'd probably be upset right now. But he likes what I look like. So, yeah, it was my football buddies who were just like, yeah, you should do legs 3 times a week. I'm like, oh, okay, I'll give it a shot, right? Mm-hmm. So I tried it and I love the results, but I don't have fans on my side. I don't have my coach really saying, do it. It's just, it's what I wanted to try out.
And it's working.
Good for you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You can apply that to almost any body part if you do it right.
Okay.
If you do it right. So if you train super, super, like too intensely 3 days a week, you're going to burn yourself out.
True.
Well, I'll tell you what I do. It's for each show. In my off season or between shows, I always pick 1 to 2 body parts that are a main focus. So let's say like you did legs. Say I'm trying to bring up my legs or sharpen my legs, whatever it may be. And then those become the things that I hit 2-3 times frequently throughout the week. And each show they dramatically improve just from frequency alone from that way. So it's kind of hard to do all your body parts. And if you already have very strong shoulders and back, it wouldn't be necessary to do that, obviously. But that's exactly how, that's what we're working on right now with our next MAPS phase. It'll be MAPS for the athlete or competitor. And that's how I build my program, is I take our staples and how we kind of train, you know, the person just overall trying to condition the entire body. And then, okay, well, as competitors, we always have things that are weak points and things that we're trying to focus on. So our training is different than the average person. So how do I do that? And that's been a big question that people ask. So we're working on that right now. And that's basically what I do, is I take 1 to 2 And 1 to 2, meaning that, like, you know, when it's a big muscle like legs, like that in itself can be enough attention for, you know, and you know how much it takes for us to work out as it is. So I don't have a lot of time to do 3 muscle groups that I'm doing 3 times a week. It's like, it'll be a lot of working out. So
are each workout different when you're doing the 3 days a week for legs? Like one workout you'll do maybe squats and then leg press. Are you alternating type thing?
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah. How many sets, for just out of curiosity, are you doing typically?
Typically 5.
So 5, 3 times a week.
Yeah.
See, 15 sets. And that's normally what you do in one workout type of deal.
Right.
Do you find yourself doing more big movements because you're more fresh each time? Or are you still doing like the same exact exercises just split up?
No, I get kind of creative. You know, I need to. I get creative by mixing it up, and that keeps me fresh.
Any favorite leg exercises, if you had to pick?
I'm going to say uphill sprints.
Really?
Yeah, I love sprinting. And I know it's cardio, but it's legs too. And I'll put like a little weighted backpack on and run. And that's my legs.
Well, you look at sprinters' legs. Core, man. Sprinters have legs like bodybuilders.
No, absolutely.
So it makes sense.
What's like as far as like from a female perspective, your most frustrating thing you see being told to women as far as getting in shape and like marketing wise?
Being told to get in shape? Let's see.
Yeah, just like some trends you see, like for instance, like wraps or you know, quick fixes to things.
Okay, so I'm really not a big fan of the waist trimmer and the corsets.
Oh, we love it.
Hallelujah.
You know what's so funny was Justin wanted to ask you that. I could tell.
Yes.
I could tell.
I was just I wanted to know
he wanted to ask you. This is the shy side of him right here. So okay. I would have just fucking came out and said, are you a waist trainer or not? Because
I just want to see where she was coming from, dude.
We're all super anti it. We pick on it like crazy. We break down the science behind why it works, how it works. And then we all talk about how if you're a fitness person, it kind of is contradicting to what building a healthy, built, strong physique is all about. You're basically deteriorating your core muscles, which are pretty important to us.
I'd rather remove a couple ribs.
That's yeah. Awesome.
Have you heard any horror stories from people using those? You know, like hurt backs or anything like that?
No. People that I know that use them have been pretty safe. I've never heard of anyone getting hurt. But I do notice that abs stay super flat. So I notice that when people look amazing, they use them. And I've seen them change. I mean, it works. But their abs are flat. And since my whole my training, I want to get my abs to pop more. I'm not going to flatten them out with a corset. I, you know, so that's my goal.
Exactly.
Atrophy.
Your core muscles are built up of 28 different internal and external muscles, and you wear it like a corset. You wear a corset, it's just like you having a cast on your forearm for 3 months. And what happens when you do that, all that muscle is going to go away. Abdominals are a hard muscle that you're trying to get to pop out. It's totally counterproductive. It may bring your waist in an intro like that, but then you lose the
definition. Well, we know people who've herniated discs because they've gotten so weak. And they're, you know, because you keep in mind, you train in the gym, your upper body's strong, your lower body's really strong, but you've just weakened your core. So I've heard of people herniating discs, and there was even a young lady who obstructed a bowel.
Oh my God.
From wearing one too tight, and then she had to have surgery, had to have some of her bowel removed as a result. Yeah. So we are big anti- yeah. You so know, awesome.
They don't tell you that on the Kardashians, by the way.
I love watching Justin try and put that out. I was like, I knew right where he was going with that.
I'm not even like, he's like, he's scared to say that.
I don't want to offend her in case she is all about him right
now. You're just totally talking out of your ass.
No.
I can totally come out and say that. I'm just trying to say, hey.
I love you. I knew that's how well I know you. I knew where you were going with that, dude.
I'm trying to give her a chance to like speak, like, hey, this is where I'm coming from. You know, these are things I see.
I feel like Natalia and I, we talk about fitness stuff all the time and competing and blah. I actually want to ask her some questions that having a woman on, having some estrogen on here, I'm so excited about. Yeah. And I feel like
it gives us all butterflies.
There's other things that are important to me. I'm a guy in here building my physique. I want to look good. And part of why I like to look good is I like to appeal to a female. So as a female,
how awesome am I?
No.
Come on. Tell me.
Who's the hottest guy in the room?
No, what for you?
It's totally what you're thinking in your head right now.
It is.
I'm gonna
you just called me out, right? I called you out. You called me out.
Exactly.
So tell me, am I sexy enough?
Is this sexy enough?
Am I doing this right?
Am I doing this right?
All right, that was good.
I'm sorry, I'm touche. Touche.
So, from your perspective, what are like must as far as like the way a guy is built or how he looks? What muscle groups are that you like are the sexiest to you? And what do whatever type of deal? What do you build the perfect physique for me right now for a minute?
The perfect physique has to have broad shoulders and a big chest and an awesome back.
Boom and boom.
Okay, I'm doing all right.
Yeah. Check, check, check. Hairy legs, check.
Hairy legs.
if she said these ginormous calves, I was gonna be like, fuck.
Oh yeah, no.
Fuck.
Should have leaded with that one.
Oh.
Damn it.
I hate that.
Popped a bubble in half the room here.
So now, okay, I don't want to get too much into your personal life and stuff like that because I don't like it when people get into mine. But as far as dating goes, are you somebody who leans towards like another competitor, or are you somebody who actually likes the opposite?
Complete opposite.
Right.
Yeah, wow. It's not my thing. I don't want
to
do
too much.
How would that work, like lifestyle wise, though?
I mean, I think it could be pretty awesome, actually. I really do. But the thing is that before you find like the one or someone who's going to be around for a while, you have to go through a few, right? So this is what I love. This is my passion. This is my business. I'm not going to, excuse my language, but shit where I eat, right?
Yeah.
So that's why I choose not to date guys, because you can go on many dates and I just don't want to.
You don't
want to
date a bunch of competitors.
No, and I'm going to have to see them all the time and get all these shows and, you know.
Very smart. Yeah. Uh-huh. So what kind? So you said opposite. So I'm going to guess here. You're into kind of like creative, artsy.
People who read a lot of encyclopedias.
That was the wrong choice of words. Not opposite. I said health and fitness, you know. Health and fitness, you know, minded.
Oh, okay.
Athletic.
Now that being said, though, right? I was gonna say, you'd want somebody who still takes care of themselves.
That's an absolute must. Like you have to have a gym membership.
Just play World of Warcraft all day.
There. No.
Bye, Justin.
But I used to play that.
yes.
Yeah, she is cool.
Okay, so we figured out he's got to be in shape a little bit and stuff. He has to have a gym membership in pretty good shape. Obviously, he doesn't need to compete. What type of personality are we looking for? Are we looking for a guy that is outgoing, more conservative? Are you looking for somebody who would want to sit home and read an encyclopedia all the time, or you know, outgoing? I mean, I know being somebody who competes
does cool shit constantly.
wears orange shorts.
Is always presentation ready.
I'm not pitching myself right now. I'm trying to say
is into Star Wars. you know, wears Darth Vader masks sometimes.
I'm quite opposite at home than I am here. So I always people are always surprised. They think that I'm this loud, outgoing person at home. I'm actually quite quiet and reserved because I'm go all the time and loud.
Bullshit.
Now you guys obviously don't live with me. You could ask my girl. When my girl finally comes on the show, she'll speak up here. You know,
it's
and
true.
So,
he'd be really hoarse otherwise. I would feel
he holds it in.
If he kept talking,
yeah, he just lets it out.
So do you, and so for me, I have to have like, my girl is like for sure my yang, you know. I have to have somebody who is, you know, kind of opposite, with kind of brings me down, calms me down, and is easygoing and very laid back. What about yourself?
You know, I think what I really enjoy is someone to have a sense of adventure and a sense of humor. And as long as you have that, you can be quiet, you can be meek, you can be shy, but as long as you have a sense of humor and you're down for an adventure, that's great.
Now, what about cock size? Is that anything?
Oh, my God. Yeah.
It's
important to ask this because I feel
raw
like we,
fitness truth
we
here.
Talk about, we talk about that, and we think it's an important
issue. Why don't
guy,
we do it this way? Why don't maybe, we do it this way? What's more important, width or length? Why don't we just do more specific, you know?
Girth.
No,
or...
no, let her say that because maybe for her it's different. So is now, and obviously, I'm sure you've dated a man before where you're like, oh, wow, that's very,
that
very
is
nice.
Impressive.
And I'm sure there's other times you've dated guys and it's like, oh, man.
So, here we go again.
So,
you know.
So tell me, I'm curious.
How big of a difference, yeah. Is it important?
Yeah, how big of a difference is it for you, and does that matter?
Okay, so like the NPC, their little logo says size matters. So yeah, size does matter.
Ooh.
And
I like Adam afterwards goes, yes.
Yeah, uh-huh, uh-huh.
Yes.
That's right.
I'm gonna let everybody know that I have a big cock.
That's not what I was saying. Yes, I'm glad she's being honest. You know, that's what I wanted from her. I wanted to hear the truth. I don't want to hear sugarcoat it and be like, well, if he's a nice guy, it doesn't really matter. Like, no, say it. It matters. Yeah. It matters.
It's okay.
Now, is it matter enough that, okay, does it, what, like, if he's got super cock, does it make up for having a not so great personality, or maybe he's not so much fun if he's putting it down? Then that really outweighs him. Or he's got to have all the other stuff, and you know, the bedroom, you know, as long as it's up to par, I'm happy.
I would say that as long as he has everything else and the bedroom's up to par, that would be ideal, because putting it down, having the biggest cock ever and the worst personality, that's really ugly.
There you go.
Yeah. See?
Just is like, yes.
Yeah.
Take that.
Darth,
everybody else.
Well, I know I wanted to take a little left turn here. I just feel like, man, there's so many things that we've talked about on the show where we've missed out on having a woman's perspective. I'd love to hear that, you know? I've been doing all this cock training. I want to know that it's going to pay off. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to be doing all this cock training.
Do you guys, okay, so like, if we're just wearing normal pants and stuff, is this something that women scope out? Like, do you know?
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Like, legitimately, we are getting,
oh my god, this is horrible. X-rayed. For real?
Yes, and we are slyer and quicker than you boys are, so we don't get caught, and you never are going to know what happens.
Wow, I knew it!
See, there's like this whole little society with them, dude.
Yeah.
There is.
You guys tell each other? Do women tell each other about the dude they were with? Like, he has a big one, he has a small one.
For me personally, if I really like the guy, then no, I'm not going to share anything. Yeah. But if he's just someone...
just a random dude or whatever. Yeah,
then it's just on the table.
You would so get along with my girl.
Wow.
That's my girl. What does she say? She says, I don't like to advertise my man. You know what I'm saying? if some other woman asks about me, she downplays the fuck.
Nobody's going to ask, bro, because it out there so much.
She downplays you know what she says about me because I do talk about all this stuff on Mind Pump? She's like, I love that you talk about your big cock.
And you do all your own advertising.
You say all your own shit, and everybody knows you're bullshit. And everyone just thinks you're bullshit. And then when they ask me, I just tell them, no, it's little. You don't put it down. Like, fuck, man.
Thanks a lot, honey. Yeah.
She knows how to lock me down. I ain't going nowhere for sure, you know?
She's like, he's really hot, but that's small.
Yeah. You know, he's a great guy. He's a great guy.
He really tries hard. Yeah.
He just rubs it on you. That's what he does with it. It just rubs on you.
Okay, here. Perfect date. If I take you out, where are we going? What's the perfect date?
The perfect date would be flying into Bermuda and seeing if we can get lost in the Bermuda Triangle and then diving. Well, the great white sharks are mating.
Oh,
holy
step here,
Dan Bilzerian. Like, what's
hey, boys that are listening right now, do not even send your cockpit over unless you have got the money to get a jet.
Unless, like, a shark is almost biting it off.
That couldn't have been more specific. I feel like that's something that you've had in your mind.
It is.
There was nothing vague. She's like, we'll fly into the Bermuda Triangle, get lost, swim with great whites while they're mating.
Yes. While they're mating. Is this in cage or out of cage?
Oh, definitely in the cage.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
She's not trying to die on her first date.
With a harpoon by my side.
That is pretty hardcore. I don't know.
That's pretty original, though. I like that.
Yeah.
So how would your perfect normal date look? You know, like something that would actually happen.
For those of us that can't afford a private jet.
Some kind of monetary step down. Yeah.
Something
that
would actually happen. On
Right.
Okay.
How does that look?
That would be very classic. You know, a very elegant restaurant with maybe some like fireplace or some candles and a juicy steak.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Love. Okay, that's better.
That is better.
That sounds great.
I can afford that.
Yeah.
I can afford that. Yeah, I don't know if I can afford the private jet out to the Bermuda Triangle with the white sharks or not. That sounds like
you can rent a lot these days.
That's an expensive.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean,
you can really show off.
That's an expensive first.
It's going to be a one-time deal. It's going to be a one-time deal. And you know, I'm not going to have a house anymore.
Dude's going to take her. They're going to go swimming with sharks, and then she's going to be like, "I'll marry you." And he's like, "Well, we got to wait 4 years because I got to save up all my money again. I just spent it on the swimming with the great whites."
I mean, it better be epic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I don't know if I'd ever do that.
No.
Too many shows. How are we doing on time? 50 minutes? All right. I think you guys didn't get any more questions?
You look at me like, I'm going to give
Well, I don't know. You got fucking crazy ass talking about dicks and
dicks
shit like that. Yeah.
You know? Typical Adam talk. I know that there's a lot of people that are listening right now that are so glad
we appreciate it.
Yes.
Yeah.
They want to know that stuff.
We are very happy that you came on the show.
Thank you so much. I'm happy to be here.
Thank you for coming on and breaking the ice. We had you're the first girl on there, and I feel like we can have other girls on here too now.
It's safe, ladies.
It's safe.
They're harmless.
We are harmless.
You've blessed this place.
Yes. All right. Well, thanks for listening, listeners, and tune in next time where Adam talks more about his dick.
Hooray.
Thank you for listening to Mind Pump. For more information about this show and to get valuable free resources from Sal, Adam, and Justin, visit us at www.mindpumpradio.com. Until next time. This is Mind Pump.